Talk USA, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
That's right. Welcome to the only home improvement radio show dedicated to you, the American consumer. That's right. We dedicate this show to you. Welcome back, everyone. Got a great hour. Sure hope you stay with us here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network. I also want to mention we have a new radio affiliate. That's right. That's tuning in right now from Brick Township, New Jersey. We have WADB and WOBM in Brick Township, New Jersey. That's 1310 AM out on the East Coast. Welcome aboard, guys. I sure hope you enjoy our radio program. Just to give you a little bit introduction about the show, what we do here. We're not your basic home improvement show. We're not a fix-it-all-it show. We're not a handyman show. That's not what we do. We're an educational show. We give you all the issues that have to do with your home and bring the top professionals to talk about these technologies. And most importantly, we give you access to all of these top professionals. So that's what you can expect each week and every week right here on Home Talk USA. All right. We're going to talk about structural insulated panels this whole hour. We're going to be talking about the building envelope. What is a building envelope? What is a performance building? So you can understand the different wall systems that are available. And that's what we're going to do here this hour. We're going to have different companies on talking about this technology so you can have a great understanding the features and benefits of insulated, structure insulated panels. And my guest is Jerry Gilman with one of the companies, Innova Eco Building Systems, providers of the Eco Building System Kit that we're going to talk about. Hey, Mr. Jerry, welcome to Home Talk USA. How you doing, my friend?
Good. How are you doing today, Michael?
Well, you know, Mo say, if life was any better, I'd be scared to wake up in the morning. Now, Innova Eco Building System, y'all manufacture what? High-performance building envelopes, basically sir. Using your Innova panel. Am I correct?
That's right.
Now, explain to my audience what I was talking about. What is a high-performance building, or basically the building envelope that we're talking about?
Well, the building envelope is the shell or the exterior walls and the roof envelope of a building. And a high-performance building is a building that's very energy efficient. It produces a superior indoor air quality for the occupants of the building, which the way you get that is with high-end AC units. You have no off-gassing, so, you know, there's care used in the types of paints and flooring that go in. And you have no unwanted air infiltration into the building through leakage and things like that.
And pretty much that is now probably the standard of new construction is these high-performance units. Am I correct?
Different
codes, yeah.
Exactly. The codes have changed, and you have through LEED certification and the U.S. Green Building have created a scoring system to rate these buildings and ensure that they actually do achieve this high-performance rating.
Wow. Now, because we talked about the building envelope, you know, in this show in the past to explain the whole shell, to protect the shell, you know, mm-hmm. from ventilation. We talked about polyurethane spray foam and you know, the caulking of the windows and the ventilation system itself. How do you ventilate the building or the house itself? Because now, as you know, with homes being built tighter and as polyurethane spray foam, I'm just using this as an example, but, you know, homes have to breathe because you're gonna get moisture and mildew problems if you don't let it, breathe out, I guess is the best way to explain it.
Well, yeah, what it does is the structural insulated panel, or SIPS itself, gives you a near airtight envelope because of the way it goes together. So it gives the engineer or the designer complete control of what's going on in the building, meaning that you don't have this air leakage coming in through attics or through joints or different openings in the building. So you can now, with proper air conditioning systems and filtration systems, you can now handle the air inside of that building or that you're bringing from outside the building and clean it and make sure that it's filtered and at a very high quality.
Well, what is the Innova panel itself? Can you break it down for us and what makes it?
The Innova panel is a structural insulated panel. It's a new type of structural insulated panel. And just to digress, structural insulated panels have been around for over 50 years, and they basically is a high-density EPS, expanded polystyrene foam, with a skin of OSB or plywood on each side. And so that's typically been the industry, going back to the 50s. And you still see a lot of that type of work up north in areas that use a lot of wood construction. The Innova panel is a magnesium oxide board panel, which we call MGO. It's a product like a cement board. It doesn't burn, mold, or mildew. And this is what we're using for our panels called the Innova panel. So when that panel is set, there's no drywall required inside. You just tape and finish the joints. And on the outside, the same thing, and you paint the house, and you're basically done.
Wow. Now, how is the Innova panel different, say, from the traditional OSB structural insulated panel, okay? And what are the added benefits? Because at the end of the day, Jerry, it is the features and benefits. I mean, with all these options, and it's good, all these options, all these, ways that we can build something, I think we need to talk about it because there is options and there's, let's face it, Jerry, there's pluses and minuses to everything,
Exactly.
But at the end of the day, I have to have good indoor air quality. I have to have structure integrity. I have to have energy efficiency. And I have to protect the earth. And that's where the green technology comes in. So all these type of systems, and specifically the SIP system, it has all this going for it. It's basically what I'm trying to say.
Exactly. Yep. And what the Innova panel does is it kind of raises the bar a little higher by using MGO in lieu of OSB. We have a product that doesn't burn, it doesn't mold or mildew, it can get wet, it'll dry back out and without adverse effects. It's termite resistant. The foam that we use is treated with borate, which is a natural mineral that'll keep carpenter ants and termites out of the system. The MGO doesn't have any VOCs or volatile organic compounds that it emits, such as formaldehyde, benzene, vinyl chloride. These are the type of things you find in houses.
Jerry, hold on that. Jerry, hold on that thought right there. There's some music. I've got to step away. We've got to take a hard break. I apologize. We're going to continue this conversation when we come back, and I'll refresh my audience's memory on what we're talking about. Always support your local independent hardware stores and garden centers, and let's pledge to hire a vet today. Pledge the number 2vets.com. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter at Home Talk USA. Where we're going to chat live. This is Home Talk USA, now the number one most listened to and downloaded home improvement radio show with over 80,000 podcast downloads per week and 18,000 listeners on our 24/7, 365 on-demand show, which you can access on our website at hometalkusa.com. Again, you are and you can follow us on Twitter at Home Talk USA. We are going to chat live about the show, this week's show. And don't forget, you can always like us on Facebook. That's right. All right, we're talking to Jerry Gilman. He is with Innova Eco Building Systems, providers of the Innova Eco Building System Kit. Basically, a structural insulated panel, or SIPS, as they call it. We're talking about the features and benefits of the panel. And just for the break, though, Jared was explaining the difference between traditional OSB structure insulated panels and what are the added benefits. And I apologize, Jared, we had to take a short break. Can we pick up from that conversation? Because I think you were about wrapping up on that question.
Yeah, we were saying the ANOVA panel doesn't off-gas any VOCs. The MGO is also highly fire-resistant, so this provides a little added protection of a house. If you do have a fire that starts in a room, because the MGO doesn't burn, the chances are that fire is going to be contained in that room and not rip, you know, or spread through the house as fast as it would in a conventional or a wood home. You know, the SIPs are energy efficient. It's airtight construction. It's a green building technology. There's reduced waste since everything is job site waste, since we prefabricate everything in our shop. The SIPs system, not only our system, but SIPs in general, because of their efficiency, typically will reduce your heating and cooling system by as much as 50%, which also adds a savings to the construction process.
Now, are SIPs more energy efficient than the traditional construction? And if so, why?
Well, the way the SIPs panels connect and go together, you have very minimal, it's almost an airtight building system. You're basically talking about a walk-in cooler, if you can envision a walk-in freezer unit with a different type of skin on it, and that's what we're using to make a house. So you have very minimal thermal breaks, very tight structure. And in fact, this has been proven over and over by Energy Star through the use of blower door tests. And the blower door tests have been so successful on SIP homes, either OSB or MGO, that Energy Star no longer requires a blower door test for their certification, for Energy Star certification. So that's one of the, it's what we call whole R value performance. Energy Star and the Department of Energy, Oak Ridge National Testing Laboratory, actually constructed a SIP room versus a stick frame room, and their findings were that the SIP room was 15 times more airtight than the stick frame room. And airtightness, there's just a load of studies you can find on the internet will tell you that airtightness has more of an impact on energy efficiency than a simple R value. And most people are familiar with an R value and tend to use R value as a measure of energy efficiency.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that is a misconception, you understand, and I'm glad you brought that up. And now, do you see SIPs, I guess what I want to ask you, do you use SIPs, say, for interior walls as well, though?
We do use SIPs for interior walls, and, you know, we design a lot of our houses. We use them as load-bearing, but the reason, you know, there's a lot of reasons why we use SIPs for interior walls. One is you have no wall cavities, and, you know, things like bugs, insects, rodents, where do they live? They live inside walls. And so when you eliminate wall cavities because you now have insulated walls in the entire house, you'll notice you're a lot more effective when you spray for bugs. They don't all run up into the walls. And so that's one of the benefits. The other benefit is by having every wall in your house insulated, it just brings a whole new level of performance when you start zoning air conditioning. And if you have a big house and, you're basically staying in one part of the house, you now have control and can just cool that part of the house. One of the neat things about having an airtight house, as long as you're not opening and closing doors and windows, the temperature of your average SIP home, of any SIP home, usually doesn't raise. If you shut everything off and put a thermometer in there and just looked at it, the inside of that home usually will not raise more than 7 to 10 degrees in a daytime. So I'm from Florida. I have a conventional home that I've lived in for 25 years. I shut my air conditioner off in the morning at 75 degrees. If I come home and it's 90 outside, it's 100 in the house. And my air would have to run until 11, 12 o'clock at night to cool that house down. With a SIPs house, you can, if you did shut it down, you're only talking about 7 to 10 degrees. You'd have to cool that house to bring it back down. So it kind of, if you think of a walk-in cooler and the efficiency of a freezer, you can kind of see how a home can perform so much better when it's made of this type of material.
Wow. Now, I guess it's the ANOVA system can be obviously residential projects and commercial as well, right?
Absolutely. We manufacture light commercial buildings, and we can also use our panel as a building skin. If you've got a metal building or a metal structure, if you think of a high-rise building going up where they build the concrete superstructure, then they come back and they infill in between the columns and floors with block. So if you could just eliminate the block and install the Nova panel, you're getting an insulated shell. So basically, when you get above 3 to 4 stories, the panel now is used as a skin, where in residential and light construction, we're actually using the panel to carry the loads of the building. And wall cavities are basically homes for bugs, mold, and other unhealthy conditions. So by using a SIP panel throughout the house, one of the benefits is you've eliminated those wall cavities where those unwanted creatures tend to live. The other benefit is when you've insulated every room in the house, you bring a new level of control when you're zoning an AC system. So if you have a large home and you're basically used the majority of the time one part of that house, you're able to easily air condition or heat that house without having to do the whole house.
Well, Jerry, we're out of time. I got to get your website in before we take a break.
Okay.
How do we find more about Inova?
Our website is www.inovaecobuildingsystem.com.
Say it one more time.
Yeah, inovaecobuildingsystem.com.
Great. Jerry Gilman, thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much.
All right. That was Jerry Gilman with Inova. Check them out. Don't forget, we're going to talk about structural insulated panels when we come back off a break. We're going to have Todd Bell with Premier Sips. We're going to get a complete understanding of structural insulated panels from a different perspective. This is Home Talk USA. Y'all come back now. You here? Yeah.